Hi, my name is Jatea, and I'm in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh Allegheny K-5. The name of my story is The Pain of Surgery. Thursday afternoon was the worst day for me and my family. It was the day when we went downhill. Ow, 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 alarmed my sister, trembling aside like a scared cat. We just went to the hospital, protested my mom, wandering around feeling like she was stumped. Well, I think she needs to go again, I proclaimed, hearing my sister cry louder than a newborn hyena. So I grabbed the keys and pushed them out the door. When my mom and dad were at the hospital with my sister Dayana, I was completely agitated by my brother David as he was poking me. Stop, stop, leave me alone, I cried as I stood there tapping my foot and crossing my arms, feeling like a hot boiling pot on the stove. Shut up, said my cranky sister Dejanique. Mom's home. Bang, the door yelled shut. Your sister Dayana is getting some of her insides removed, cried my mom, very disappointed but mellow. This is a major situation because if she didn't tell us about her stomach, she would have died quickly. After I heard that, I felt very horrified, so I wandered around the porch with a very confused but depressing look on my face. I can't believe this, and how am I supposed to go to school with all of this on my mind, I thought to myself. Just then, a massive and murky shadow suddenly crept up behind me and said, Jatea, are you okay? I immediately said no with a blank look. Well, you can be upset all you want, but just know she will be okay. Then I knew it was my mother, and I overheard my mom and dad say that we were going to see my sister Dayana tomorrow. The next day, after I went to school, my mom and dad and the rest of my family and I went to the hospital to see her. When we got there, she had tubes and cords everywhere on her body, including her mouth. When I saw her, I wanted to cry so hard, but I sucked it all up and went with the flow. My other sister Dejanie couldn't hold it in, and she yelped and cried really loudly that everyone in the world could hear her. Dayana told her that it was okay, but she still didn't stop. Because of all her crying, my dad pulled her out of the room to give her a pleasant, long pep talk. Dayana couldn't eat or drink anything because of where her surgery was. Just then, the doctor came in and gave her a sponge filled with water so she can swish it around in her mouth so she's not dehydrated. A couple weeks later, she was allowed to eat. She had a variety of things, and I bet she loved it. Later on, she came out of the hospital, patched up, and she's now okay. I learned to always listen when someone says they're hurt because it might be a major situation like my sister's, and probably more. I feel very relieved that she is okay, and now I feel that nothing could ever stop me and her from being apart. What grew was me and my sister's relationship.